Good morning from WVIK News. I'm Jay Pierce.
Here's the WVIK forecast. Some cloudiness drifts across the area today. We should be partly to mostly sunny through it. It'll be warm today, highs 85 to 90. Clear to partly cloudy, close to 65 overnight. Tomorrow, partial sunshine, highs reaching 85 to 90 tomorrow afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms are possible tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Showers and thunderstorms end Saturday, a high of 85. That's the WVIK forecast. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin.
Although it appears any rain is coming as we head into the weekend, we are an inch and a half behind for the month of June in the Quad Cities, 2.5 inches behind in rainfall for Dubuque. Health officials say the number of new reported positive COVID-19 cases in Iowa has increased slightly in the past week, according to state figures. There have been more than 4,700 positive tests in the last 7 days. Hospitalizations remain about steady. Children as young as 6 months old can now be vaccinated against COVID, but Iowa healthcare providers are warning parents they may need to be patient.
Federal health officials signed off on the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines for children ages 6 months to 4 years old late last week. Mike Brownlee is with the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics. He says the healthcare center's first 200 appointment slots for the new pediatric dose filled immediately.
Because of the impact on the families, the inability to see family members, the daycare issues that have come up, we've seen a spike of interest that may be slightly higher than what we saw with the 5 to 11-year-olds.
Brownlee says UIHC staff is still training to use new dosage forms and will likely open up more appointments at additional locations next week. But he says he encourages parents to get their children vaccinated as soon as they are able to get an appointment. I'm Natalie Krebs, IPR News.
The Rockana County Health Department will soon start holding COVID-19 vaccination clinics for young children. It's just received its first pediatric doses from Pfizer and Moderna. And Department Administrator Nita Ludwig says the Pfizer vaccine should be given in 3 doses with 3 weeks between the first two, and the third dose at least 8 weeks after the second. Moderna should be given in 2 doses, 28 days apart.
Parents are going to want to complete the series to make sure that the kids have the optimal protection. Just like as the adult doses and the boosters, we have to get all the doses that we're currently eligible for to keep our antibody levels up and to keep the protection going.
Clinics for young children will be held on Wednesdays by appointment starting next week, the 29th. Davenport police are investigating the detonation of a pipe bomb inside of a boat in the 1700 block of Spring Street around 8 o'clock yesterday morning. A suspect has been arrested and booked on suspicion of arson. After being hidden for decades, a new location may have been found in Moline to display the Sandbagger Memorial. Today, the Park Board will consider a request from the city's Historic Preservation Commission to put the metal plaque along the bike path downtown. Commission member Frank Egge says it honors young people in Moline and other cities who helped protect the Quad Cities from the historic flood of 1965.
The high schools let them take the time off. They went down and they worked many and many hours, sometimes in the rain and miserable conditions, filling sandbags. And housewives made cookies and took them down to the kids. People were bringing pizzas down to them and bags of McDonald's hamburgers.
Actually, following the 65 flood, 4 memorial plaques were made and displayed on the Centennial and I-74 bridges, but he doesn't know where the other 3 are. Cubs beat the Pirates 14-5. The Cardinals beat the Brewers 5-4. The White Sox lost to the Blue Jays 9-5. The River Bandits lost to the Timber Rattlers 4-2. Iowa Cubs beat the Bats 5-4. Lumber Kings lost to the Bees 7-5. Madison Keys pulled out of the Eastbourne International Tennis Tournament yesterday due to an apparent abdominal injury during her round of 16 match against Yelena Ostapenko. I'm Jay Pierce.